Help your students become happier practicers and performers? Wait, what? Performing, I get, but happy practices, is it even possible? I gotta see this. Hey teachers, I'm just reading an email I got from Noah Kagiyama, performance psychologist and Juilliard faculty member. He's gonna be sharing tips to help your students become happier practicers and performers in our upcoming free webinar for teachers. I don't know about you, but I want to be a happier practicer too, so you're not gonna want to miss this. Go now and sign up for your seat at topmusic.co/webinar. Can't wait to see you there. Hey there, it's Tim, and I'm so excited to let you know that if you're teaching guitar or want to break into offering guitar lessons as part of your business, then you're going to want to check out our brand new show. It launched this month. It's called the Top Music Guitar Podcast, hosted by Michael Gumley. It airs Friday on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, each week. You'll get insider advice on how the best guitar studios get built and how to teach guitar lessons that students keep coming back for. Don't miss out. Go and check it out. It's free and downloadable right now. Hey teachers, and welcome back to the Topcast. So great to have you with me again today for another solo episode with just me. And in today's episode, we're going to be taking a look at the top 10 courses available to our Top Music Pro members inside our Course Academy. I believe that in order to achieve ongoing success with your students and also with your own enjoyment of teaching, music teachers need to keep learning. And in today's online interconnected world, the best way to learn regularly is through self-paced online training. And that's exactly what we offer inside our Top Music Pro Academy, which is where we keep our hundreds of courses, lesson plans, teaching videos, downloads, and sheet music for all of our Top Music Pro members. Since we launched the community membership in 2016, we've created 41 comprehensive online training courses for music teachers on topics as diverse as special needs teaching, online notation software, getting found by Google and SEO for your website, preparing students for jazz band, Facebook advertising, and one of our top rating courses, No Book Beginners. And we're adding to the Course Academy regularly. And as one of our Top Music missions is to help teachers with their business as well as their teaching, business topics form around 1/3 of our course and lesson content. Oh, and on top of these 40 plus courses, we've got another 10 or so courses that our members have access to over on the Upbeat Piano Teachers website, which we acquired at the end of 2021. And we've always got more courses in production. At the time of recording this in May 2022, we're working on a course on super effective lesson planning, a songwriting course to build on our four-chord composing course ideas, technique course on trills, arpeggios, and tremolos with the amazing Fred Karpov, and Noah Kagiyama's joining us for a course on performance and effective practice. Now, before we begin today's top 10 countdown, I wanted to give you a quick reminder that, as you heard at the top of the show, Noah Kagiyama is joining us for a free webinar on May 11. Now, that's next Wednesday, depending on your time zone. All the details are over at topmusic.co/webinar, but all you really need to know is that Noah Kagiyama, he's a performance psychologist and Juilliard faculty member. He's been a great friend of Top Music for a number of years. We've done a few different things together, and he's the go-to person if you want your students to be more effective in the practice room and more calm and effective performers. He's got amazing skills and knowledge, particularly of performance anxiety and the psychology of top-level performance. And he's going to be joining us on a webinar to talk all about it, and he's going to be creating a course for us over in the Academy. I can't wait to unveil both of those two things with you, but find out all about it at the webinar. Just head to topmusic.co/webinar. It's totally free. Come and join us. Can't wait to hang out with you then. And just before we get started as well, we've also just released our new version of Top Music Sheets for this month. And it's the amazing Paul Myatt and Gillian Erskine, who many of you will know from their website, Piano Teaching Success. They've created a wonderful collection of music for all our members. It's all studio licensed, and all the tracks come with really cool backing tracks, like symphonic sounding. These are so good. And all of the teaching notes associated with the music in this collection are all based on Paul and Gillian's whole body learning approach, which really combines all the approaches of Orff, Dalcroze, and Kadai into one really great approach for teaching. You are going to want to get this collection. And remember that you can grab all of these free sheet music collections on our Lite plan by heading to topmusicpro.com and looking for the Lite subscription. Just $10 a month. Crazy. All right, let's get on with the show.
So we're going to do a top 10 countdown, which we've determined by popularity and the total number of enrollments over our courses over the last 5 years. We've also asked a number of our members what their favorites were. And so this is in a kind of countdown to top rated course, but you know, we're going to be pretty flexible. Anyway, let's get started. At course number 10, we have our Teaching Guitar Scales, A Creative Approach. Now, we only started adding guitar teacher resources in October last year when we launched our guitar teacher program, and it's been amazing to see the number of courses and resources that our head of guitar, Michael, has been creating for all of our teachers. And just like on piano, guitar scales can get pretty stale pretty quickly. Either students hate doing them or they go onto autopilot and it becomes just this repetitive, kind of pointless exercise, really. Yes, it gets the fingers moving, but that's about it. So our Teaching Guitar Scales course unpacks step-by-step how Michael shows his students how to get the most out of scales and makes them interesting and fun for his students. All right, at number 9, we have Whole Body Learning and Offshore Work with the wonderful Paul Myatt and Susan Head. As I mentioned at the top of the episode, Paul and Gillian have created this month's Top Music Sheets collection. But did you know that Paul actually has a complete course on his whole body learning approach inside our academy? Now, I've always been inspired by Paul and his work. We've done workshops together, we've done tours together, we've presented online and in person together, and I'm always blown away by the creative approach that he takes, but also by the way that he steps and prepares students, steps them through a process before they even get to the music, which helps them understand the note sets, the patterns, the rhythmic pulse, the values, all of the things that students need to know. So that by the time they actually get to playing the piece and learning the notes on the instrument, they're already halfway there. And it's really simple stuff if you know what you're doing. And so that's why I really commend to you this Whole Body Learning and Offshore Work course, which I'm putting at number 9 today. At number 8, we have Make More, Teach Less with Pairs, Buddies, and Labs. This is the course that the wonderful Nicola Canton from Vibrant Music Teaching created for us a couple of years ago. In order to give teachers the understanding of how they could create more income by teaching more students at once. But we're also conscious that many teachers don't want to jump into teaching 4 students at once or 8 or a whole room full of students because that's a whole different ballgame. This course is more about how you can just combine 2 students at once, even if it's only for a short period of overlap or for special events or for labs. And we talk all about this and unpack step by step all these different ideas in this course. It's called Make More, Teach Less with Pairs, Buddies, and Labs by Nicola Canton. It's in the Academy and we're listing that at number 8. At number 7, we're continuing on the topic of group teaching, i.e. teaching more than one student at a time, with one of our flagship courses on group teaching. We actually have 4 courses on this topic because it's been so popular. This one's by Deborah Perez and it's called Growing a Group Teaching Studio. In this course, Deborah steps teachers through the process of establishing a group teaching studio. And Deborah's been at this for years and years and years, running huge studios in Texas. And she knows what she's talking about. She's even co-authored books on the topic, methods, all sorts of things. So she really knows her stuff. And in this course, not only does she give away lots of checklists and cheat sheets and downloads and steps you through the process of running and establishing a group teaching studio, she also records her teaching so you can see what group lessons in action are actually like too. So that's Growing a Group Teaching Studio. It's number 7 on my list today of our top 10 Academy courses. At number 6 on our list, we've got our Build Your Studio Website course. Now, this was originally created by Nicola Canton and was more recently updated at the end of 2021 by our community manager, Nicole Douglas. This course is a look over the shoulder of someone building a studio website from scratch using WordPress. If you are in the market for a website upgrade, or indeed you don't have a website and you really need to create one, then you can just start this course, start at module 1, follow the instructions as you watch us do it on the website, on the screen, and actually build your website as we go. Pause it, go and do it, come back. Next step, go and do it, come back. And within a few hours, you can have your website up and running. Now, on top of that, you'll need to create your content and decide on what your headlines will be and make sure you've got some testimonials and things together. But we help you with all that, including making sure you've got your Facebook page set up and your Google My Business page, all of those steps that are really important in order for you and your amazing studio to be found online. So that's my course number 6. It's called Build Your Studio Website. Now, at number 5, we have what we call a roundup course. That's a course created by multiple people. And this one has contributions from, wait for it, these guests: Irina Gurin, Ray Dalil, Julie Ner from Piano Safari, Fred Karpoff from Entrada, Anastasia Butner-Moore, Josh Wright, and yours truly. And the topic of this course is Technique Foundations and Transformations. And in this course, we unpack all of those people who I just mentioned's approach to teaching beginner, intermediate, and advanced technique. With video instruction, with notes and downloads, you can get the best instruction from these absolute leaders in their field of technique, piano technique. And watch and learn as they go through things. So if you've ever been a little bit unsure about certain ways to approach elements of piano technique, or you just want to find out what other people are doing, then make sure you check out that course. It's called Technique Foundations and Transformations, and that I'm bringing in at number 5. Number 4 on our list is a course very close to my heart, and this is the one I created actually. It's called Teaching Teens and Transfer Students. One of my first ever ebooks that I ever created when I started writing my blog was the Teen Teaching Toolkit. It's been downloaded thousands of times. And in that, I had five or six steps or do's, I guess, and don'ts about teaching teens. But it wasn't really enough. That combined with a few blog posts, I think, really unsold some of the challenges that do come with teaching transfer students. And as this has been my bread and butter for 10 years of teaching, I absolutely adore teaching transfer students and beginner teenagers and ongoing teenagers, I thought it's time to put this into a course. And this course covers all sorts of things like mindset, technology, the general approach for teaching this age group, but it also steps through both the very first lesson I teach for a beginner teenager and then ongoing lessons for a beginner teenager. And then also the very first lesson for a transfer student and then an ongoing transfer student, what to do in those lessons, how to approach repertoire as a whole module in itself. And we've got these wonderfully helpful downloads, first lesson and interview, family interview questionnaire. We've got a diagnostic so you can work out where your transfer student's actually at before you begin. Everything is covered and it's all in that course. It's called Teaching Teens and Transfer Students at number 4 in my countdown today. Number 3 is another course really close to my heart. It was created by the wonderful Selena Pistoresi, who's one of our members, and it's all about teaching students with special needs. I know that many of you listening to this podcast will have been on the webinar where Selena came and joined us to unveil this new course when we launched it. And in this course, not only does she give you step-by-step tips and guidance and support, but she shows her lessons, real lessons with quite challenging special needs students and how she goes about managing various behaviors, how she teaches, what she offers, expectations, and all of the elements that you need to know to really get ahead when it comes to special needs students. I really commend this course to you. It was a very passionate project that we put this one together, and it has been such a support for so many of our members. So I'm ranking that one at number 3 on today's countdown. Course number 2 is from the amazing and sadly late Forrest Kinney, who created a course called Taking the Lead, Teaching Lead Sheets to Our Students. And I tell you what, our teachers have got just as much out of this course as any of our teachers' students have. Because in this course, which comes with this 90-page book of downloads and music and how-tos and puzzles and improvs, Forrest steps any teacher, even the most classically trained and jazz-worried teacher, right from the start, using some simple folk tunes and Mary Had a Little Lamb and Happy Birthday, and takes you step-by-step through how to approach reading and playing lead sheets. left hand patterns, chords, putting chords in the right hand, in the left hand, singing along, everything that you need to know to try this out, number one, yourself. And then number two, hopefully stepping students through the same process. And you can use the examples in the booklet that he gives us, with your students. You can use it yourself. Try it out with adults, with beginners. Anyone can learn the skills. And teaching lead sheets is just absolutely fundamental, in my opinion, as a part of learning the piano. And Forrest is there at his piano recording the videos, teaching the steps. You get to see what his hands are doing. You get to see him from side on. And as I say, you get to download about 90 pages of music and notes to go with this course. This is why this one is at number two. It's an absolute perennial favorite of all of our members and just a wonderful course to have in our academy. Now, course number one, I wonder if any of you who are our members can guess what number one is. The most popular, the most downloaded, the most talked about course that I've ever created. You might think, oh, Piano Flicks, which was my very first course about how to teach pop music, but no. Some of you may be thinking, oh, it's probably his 12-bar blues course because so many teachers have found lots of fun playing blues with their students. Or maybe if you are a regular Top Music reader or listener, you'll know about my four-chord composing course, and perhaps you think, oh, that's got to be number one because Tim always talks about that and he does it in all his first lessons with students and it's so much fun and I tried it myself. But no, not four-chord composing either. Number one on our countdown today of the top 10 courses inside our Top Music Pro Academy is, drumroll, Notebook Beginners. So it was about, it's probably 10 years ago now, I think, as I was teaching beginner students, and I'd normally pick up my beginners around the age of 7 or 8 at the schools I was teaching at in my own studio, I just realized that moving and trying to teach reading too soon was just having a detrimental, effect on my students' passion for the instrument, but also just their grounding in musicality was being lost by not getting away from the reading and doing other things right at those first few lessons. And so I thought, well, let's try something different. And so with one of my new students, his name was Josh, I still remember him clearly, really bubbly, fun, happy kid. I thought, I'm going to do something completely different. I'm not going to open a book for 10 weeks. And that's one term over here in Australian school system. And I thought, right, what am I going to do instead? What are the important things that students need to know and experience to have the best grounding in music in those first few lessons? And I just made lists of them and I tested this out with Josh and then I tried it out with more and more students and then I shared it with other teachers and soon enough I was able to put together this program. It comes with 10 comprehensive lesson plans with practice activities and homework to do and it doesn't involve opening a method book for anything up to 10 weeks. But if you don't want to do it for all of 10 weeks, you can just use it for a couple of weeks. Whatever you do, please try and do things that don't involve reading in that first lesson. And I think you'll really open both your eyes and your students' eyes to what is possible. But of course, I understand that if you've been classically trained, it may not be obvious what things you should do or could do with students if you're not opening a method book. And so that's why I put this together. So you get all of those lesson plans, which says exactly what you should be doing with a student and what you should be asking them to do when they're at home at night. Where you need backing tracks, you've got them. Where you need sheet music, you've got that too. There's lots of improvising. There's creativity. There's singing. There's chanting. There's rote music. There's clapping, tapping, all sorts of exercises. There's Egyptian improvs. And the feedback we've got about Notebook Beginners has been absolutely remarkable and has started to shift many, many teachers in their thinking about what goes on in those first few lessons. So I really do commend Notebook Beginners to you. Try it out. You can actually find on our blog information about those first few lessons. You can see me teaching them, see what I do, grab the lesson plans, all for free. And if you want the full course, it's available inside our Top Music Pro Academy. And it's listed in our countdown today at number one. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's countdown. If you are a member and have explored some of these courses, love to hear from you. What do you think? Did I get the order right? Is that kind of in agreement with your own experience? Did I miss any courses that you've been really enjoying and found really useful in your studio? If so, let us know either on the show notes page at topmusic.co/episode277, over on socials, or you can, of course, email us at support@topmusic.co. And we'd love any suggestions for the kinds of courses that you'd like us to release in the future, particularly if you're not yet a member, because perhaps we haven't covered something that you really want to know more about. Let us know. Please do over in on our social channels or, as I say, by email. And if you'd like to check out these courses and explore them, we are going to give you 14 days free trial to come and enjoy them inside our Top Music Pro Academy right now if you're not yet a member. And you can check that out over at topmusic.co/countdown, countdow. We would just love you to explore it. You'll have full access to all of our courses and downloads, the forums, our member app, sheet music, everything, just as you would a full paid member. Come and join us for that free trial, topmusic.co/countdown. I can't wait to get you inside and exploring these amazing courses at your fingertips. Well, that's the end of the show for this week. So if you've heard about anything that you didn't have a chance to write down, or you want to check out any of our links or anything mentioned, just head over to topmusic.co/episode277. Next week on the podcast, I'm sharing with you a previously unpublished interview with Glory St. Germain. She actually interviewed me for her book, which was called The Power of Why, Why 29 Musicians Climbed to Superstar and Why You Should Too. So in this interview, I share my biggest passions, my personal struggles, and how I began my musical journey of exploration and creativity. And you'll also get to hear me get quite emotional as I talk about my own lessons with my childhood teacher. I can't wait to share that with you next week. It's a really special episode. I hope you tune in. I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to the Topcast. I'll make sure you've been listening to the Topcast. I'll speak to you soon. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.